Linda, what about you?
Oh, look, my husband gets kidney stones, and he passed a kidney stone that is shaped like a love heart, and it's still in the jar. But he's that proud of it, he keeps a photo of it on his phone.
God bless him.
It's so random. That is... It actually looks like a love heart. And then he gets all romantic and goes, look what I made for you.
That is randomly awesome. Passing a kidney stone the shape of a heart. How big's the stone?
Oh, it's only small. It's probably the size of Inky Ziraganji's specimen.
G'day, Kayla.
Hey, how you going?
Very well indeed. What about you? Weird stuff you keep in a jar, Kayla?
My mother not necessarily kept it in a jar, but my brother's foreskin and gave it back to him at his 21st birthday in front of all his army mates.
In front of all his army mates. That makes it worse.
Oh, my gosh.
How'd your brother feel about that?
Was he horrified?
I'm sure he was.
I love your mum. That is fantastic. And to keep it for all those years, that is fantastic. And
very strange. She keeps all our baby teeth too. So.
Wow. What a time to give it back to your son on his 21st birthday.
In front of his army mates.
Mind you, it just looked out like a dried out washer.
Kelly in Edmonton, what about you, Kel? Weird stuff in a jar.
My sister keeps her baby's umbilical cord in a jar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have seen that people can put that in a book as well, one of those baby books, the umbilical cord, but it falls off.
Yeah. So the umbilical cord, how does it look these days? Have you had a look at it lately?
No.
Right.
No.
And
it's not something I choose to look at often.
Doesn't bring it to lunch.
No. It comes out every Sunday.
Yeah, cheers.
Bye. Janelle in Canimbla, what do you have in a jar that's odd?
My son has kept all of his nails he has chopped off.
Why?
So all just toenails and fingernails?
I think so. I don't rummage through it and have a look, but I see the jar.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, so can I ask, is the jar getting full?
It's getting there. It's only a little jar, but it's more than half full.
Wow.
It's been for many, many years.
That is a weird thing to keep in a jar. Mm. I wonder what you could do with that in the future. What could you use nails for? Is there something?
You can for a toothpick.
You can shove your nail, your filthy old dirty thumbnail in there.
Dave in Trinity, an odd thing that you have kept in a jar. What is it?
G'day. Yeah, it's I've got a kookaburra beak at the moment. A kookaburra's beak, yeah.
Yeah, right. So did you find, was it deceased and you decided the beak was interesting, or you just found a beak by itself?
Yeah, no, it was, and I just thought, shame, they've got such cool beaks, you know.
That is also a very weird thing to keep in a jar,
Can
Dave.
Can I ask, you said, though, you've got, that's just in one of your jars. Do you have jars full of a lot of stuff?
Yeah, I've got a jar full of my old dreadlocks, actually, as well. I've got some...
You're a wizard with a cauldron.
Wow.
And you're creating spells with kookaburra beaks.
I do magic with it, yeah.
Right.
Like a voodoo sort of thing.
Dave, that's weird.